Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've been doing second date updates for a while now, and we've heard a lot of stories about people getting ditched on a first date. Some people deserve it, some people don't deserve it. Carter, who is on the phone today, got ditched on his first date, but it's a little different than most because she actually told him that she was leaving.
That's polite?
That's kind of.
It's sort of nice. I can't tell. We'll talk to Carter about it. Carter, we'll find out more about that situation in just a second. But first, what's her name?
Chloe.
Chloe, all right. And how did you meet Chloe?
I met Chloe in the comment section on Facebook.
What?
Wait, nice!
What do you mean the comment section on Facebook?
We both commented on a mutual friend's picture.
Oh.
It led to some playful banter, and
playful banter.
So she commented on a friend of yours picture, and then you commented like, "Hey, Jill, who's this chick commenting above me? She's hot."
Chloe.
Right?
No, I did not do that, and I would not recommend that to the general population.
All right. So it was a little smoother than that, huh?
A lot smoother.
Good.
Okay. How long did you guys talk on Facebook before you actually asked her out?
Probably about a week, on and off. You know, when we finally started talking, you know, there was just one night, we just messaged all night, and I said, "Hey, do you want to meet and get dinner?" And she said, "Yeah." So.
Cool.
And how was dinner when you guys went out? Was it the same as Facebook, the same chemistry as you had in the Facebook comment section?
Yeah, well, initially, we decided to meet at the restaurant, which, you know, I think it's just good. It's better to, you know, to have that awkward drive there. And I was so relieved when I saw her. Not that, you know, I mean, I knew what she looked like, but to actually see her in person and, you know, beautiful eyes, this really sweet demeanor, and she had my notes.
What do you mean she had your notes?
That's weird.
Well, I know it's straight. She has my notes.
She has
your
nose.
I didn't hear that right.
I think it's a good nose. I like my nose, and so I liked it on her.
So you're attracted to women that have the same features as you?
Well, not all of the same features, but one out of, you know, many.
So does that mean you have a feminine nose or she has a really masculine nose?
I think it's somewhere in between. I think I have a masculinely feminine nose.
Ooh,
and
fancy.
Femininely masculine nose.
Nice.
All right, so you thought she was cute because of her smile and you both share a nose.
We share a nose.
Okay.
And was she flattered by that or not?
I think she was a little confused, kind of like you guys were.
Because I'm going to say, as a woman, that could be a real insult. I mean, it's like also saying, "Hey, look it, we also have the same pant size." It's not always.
Look, I think you guys weren't there. You know, I mean, I have a good looking nose. It looked good on her. I assume it looks good on me.
Okay.
So I made the comment, sure, but we didn't stay on that topic.
Okay.
So you moved on quickly from the nose thing.
Uh-huh.
How was the rest of the date?
Well, the first 30 minutes was really great. It was just like talking online. And then she started like looking at her phone a lot. And I don't know if she was texting somebody or somebody was like texting her. I couldn't tell. I try to not pay attention to somebody when they're on the phone, like when you're in a social situation with them, you know, to not make them feel uncomfortable or anything.
Yes.
And she looks at her phone for about 5 minutes and she stands up and says, "Carter, it was really nice to meet you, but I'm sorry, I have to end the date."
Whoa.
Oh,
that's abrupt. Wow. Like in the middle of dinner?
Totally abrupt.
Whoa.
And she was polite about it and everything, just said, "Sorry, the date is over"?
Yes, that's exactly what she did. And then so I asked her, I said, "Is there something I said? Is something wrong?" And she said, "Look, I'm really sorry, but I have to go."
Weird.
Wow. Maybe. I mean, did she seem distraught or did her mood change when she was looking at her phone?
I mean, her mood did change, but I couldn't tell to what. I mean, I just met her.
Oh, my God. How baffling. Like, I wouldn't know if you are embarrassed or if she's so kind about it that you're like, "Okay, well, I understand."
Well, I'm really confused more than anything. And I texted her the day after and she did not respond. So I called you guys because I thought you guys could help me.
Have you heard anything from her at all? You said she didn't respond to that, but anything?
The way that it ended, I'm trying not to actively blow up her phone or anything like that.
Right, right.
So, and what's her Facebook status like right now? Is she active?
I haven't seen her post anything. I mean, this was 3 days ago, and it's just the only reason that I could think about her calling off today. The only reason is the nose thing.
Yeah, but yeah. Her leaving came a good while after you made that comment, right?
A while after. So, I mean, if it was because of the nose thing, she had to play it cool for about a half hour.
Yeah.
And you swear you didn't compare any other body parts with her?
No, that's for the end of the date.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, man, don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.